Welcome to ViCast, where we bring a blend of knowledge, expertise, and fun to the world of finance. Stay tuned for our exciting episode packed with insights and practical tips that will help you achieve your financial goals.
So how would you describe your spending habits? How long could you cover your expenses without a paycheck coming in? How would you rate your credit score? Well, your answers can help determine your financial fitness. They're also part of ViStar's financial fitness quiz that can help you unlock your economic potential and give you the chance to win $4,500 just by taking the quiz. Welcome to this episode of ViCast, where we are going to give you a new confidence when it comes to understanding your money. Joining us today is Michael Rathjen, ViStar's Vice President of School Programs. Thanks for joining us today, Michael.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So when more than half of all Americans say worrying about money is their number one source of stress, why do we have such a complicated relationship with our finances?
That's a great question. We probably don't have the time to dig into all the factors that contribute to that. It's one of those things. You know, money's not the most important thing for us. However, it unfortunately has a direct impact on everything that we consider important. So there's the stigma that comes along with whether you have or don't have it. Mm-hmm. There's things like the comparison trap, right? We need to be mindful that comparison is the thief of joy. And so since our money and our money status tends to be on display, it creates a lot of pressure and then unfortunately has a direct impact on all these other areas of our life.
And some folks, they don't even want to like talk about money. They don't want to acknowledge the money. They don't want to understand the money. Mm-hmm. And I think so much of that fear of not wanting to talk about money, because, you know, you don't talk about what you get paid. You don't talk about money, right?
Right.
You're taught at a young age, you don't talk about those things. Right. But you work with young people all the time with the ViStar High School branches. What do you think about that philosophy? Well, we don't talk about money. That's not a subject you bring up. I mean, you talk to kids all day long about money.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's critical. It's one of those things that if you can relate it to health, right? So we wouldn't talk about not having some sort of, you know, better choices with food and some physical activity and things of that nature until all of a sudden it's somewhat too late, right? If you spend, too long not making the best nutritional choices, it'll catch up with you. So we need to talk about it. It's not only do students want to talk about it, they are eager to learn. And something we found is when you give them the tools and resources and some ownership in the decision-making process, they tend to make even better choices because they see the direct impact that it can have on their lives. So we do really need to work on breaking that stigma of not bringing it up. We don't have to get specific. You don't have to share exactly how much money you make or how much the bills are, but we do need to keep it at the forefront as an example, not in a way to condemn or blame or create more pressure on our teens.
Right?
Or brag. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
That has that comparison trap thing. So how do you speak to kids about money through the high school branch program? Share a little bit about how that program works and really the intent of that program.
Absolutely. Well, financial education is our leading initiative through our partnership with school districts because of what you're saying. Money is one of those things. It's not a matter of if we need to learn how to manage it. It's a matter of when. So we can do one of two things. We can either take the time to prepare for our future, or we will take the time to repair from our past. Mm. So we wanted to get a little bit ahead of the curve. And by building our school branch program and working with high schoolers, we're helping them prepare for their future financially. So it's twofold. Part of it is students get a chance to run their very own school ViStar credit union on campus. So they learn all the professional development skills that go along with working in the environment. They learn the ins and outs of running a business, how to communicate, how to resolve conflict. So that's a huge piece of what we do in overall leadership development. But then through those interns and through our school program, we strive to deliver as much financial education as possible to and through our interns throughout that entire school campus. So far to date, we've reached over 120,000 students with various forms of financial education, which is awesome.
And what's also interesting, I think, about the high school branch program is it's not just teaching them about saving and credit, but also how financial institutions work, right? And interest rates and the Fed and all that, because they all, once they start learning about that, I'll bet you when they're going to other classes, they're starting to pick up little things and their other lessons that all relate back to what they're learning through the branches.
Absolutely. Yeah, being a wise consumer is critical. And understanding things like cost comparisons and the consequences of debt, all of those things contribute to being better prepared financially and to make more informed decisions for your personal future. Yeah, they learn who FICA is.
That's the thing. That's the guy you want to know. Who's he when you get your first paycheck, right? FICA? And why is he taking all my money? Yeah, I remember that when I got my first paycheck, for sure. Exactly. And I would think also that leans into the conversations about college loans and shopping for a good college loan and not getting into too much debt, which then, you know, kind of leads you into your 20s.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The different schools of thought when it comes to taking on debt. We're as a credit union, we do encourage thrift and savings, but we understand there's a time and place to have manageable debt and try not to borrow money for things that won't necessarily grow in value. And your education could be one of them, but be very careful because it can become very expensive very quickly. Mm-hmm. So other options are finding like work study type programs, applying for all the scholarships you can, and as well as grants. So you're spot on. We've noticed that the more in time we can provide that information, the better. That's when they're most likely to want to learn about a subject is right before they go buy that car or before they take out that loan. It's a prime time to be there as a resource for them.
And I want to throw some numbers out because that really underscores the importance of learning this foundationally, you know, when you're young. Research shows that 63% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And that is not necessarily because they don't make enough money. Nearly half of the people who make over six figures, $100,000 a year, also live paycheck to paycheck. So that's not necessarily an earning issue, that's more of a spending issue. And 60% of Americans say they cannot cover the cost of a $1,000 emergency with cash from their savings. And if God forbid you got the emergency room, you know, your deductible could be that much, absolutely, if you will. So let's talk a little bit about how, you know, Vistar offers tools and resources to educate people about spending, saving, getting out of debt. So can you walk us through a little bit of those tools and resources? Let's kind of pull the curtain aside and share a little bit how you can address some of those issues that we just talked about.
So visiting our team at a local branch, you can have a one-on-one connection with someone who can walk you through some of the tips and tricks and help you understand budgeting and building credit and things of that nature. So you have that person-to-person relationship. We've always provided various forms of financial education over the years. We've recently made it very accessible with the platform that we're using now. So folks can go onto our website and go to Vistar University and take modules in a progressive learning plan, or they can take one or two modules just at their own pace. So those resources have been available for years. We know how important it is to be involved, and we can even share some resources related to the younger children. If you open like a kids club account or whatnot, we'll give out piggy banks and things like that to encourage those saving habits at an early age. So lots of things available for our members to utilize.
And that platform you mentioned is Financial Fitness, Vistar's Financial Fitness. And you go on the website and you go under Financial Resources. And one of the first things you'll see is the Financial Fitness Quiz. And you've taken the quiz. I've taken the quiz. Sure, walk us through the quiz. And I shared at the top of the Vicast kind of some of the questions it will ask you. Mm-hmm. But kind of after you take the quiz, kind of the next steps, like the point, the value you get out of really sitting down and having a good, honest conversation with yourself.
Absolutely.
And that quiz.
Yeah. Well, with yourself, right? That's that part where it's personal finance.
It's personal,
right? Yeah, yeah. And so this is a way for you to, in the comfort of your own home, go through and take the quiz. And it'll ask you questions about your spending habits, your saving habits, your borrowing behavior. And then it'll follow up with tailor-made resources specific to you. So no matter where you are on your journey, to what you just mentioned, you take the quiz, it's going to give you some feedback. And it could be very simply, you know, start saving now, you know, and here's the next step, open an account now. Of course, it just depends on where you are in your journey. But the best thing about it is that that those resources, you'll get emailed to you, and it'll give you some very practical next steps that you can take. And just know that you have people from Vistar walking arm in arm with you through that process.
And we have we offer access to free financial counseling as well. So if you feel, I don't really necessarily know how to get out of this debt, I realize I'm in debt, or I need to do a better job at savings, like, what's a strategy?
Right. Yeah. And a lot of times we associate counseling with something had to go wrong, right? We're in a tough situation. And that is a reality. And so to those points that you mentioned, during some tough economic times, we have resources. It's not always for something negative. Mm-hmm. If you have someone getting married, or you're getting married, or buying a new home, or having a baby, or maybe relocating for a job opportunity, or those resources, and having an expert in your corner can help during not only the tough times, but also the new and exciting times as well.
And retirement planning. And when I've spoken to some of the experts here at Vistar, they say it's not just, you know, do I have enough to retire, but it's also, as I am retiring, how to take that money out to make sure that it lasts during my entire retirement years.
Absolutely. Yep. And that comes back to the planning stage. And we have our Vistar Investment Services, who are experts at retirement planning and helping people be prepared. And you know, our members can schedule an appointment and talk with them. And again, that's an example of having someone in your corner who's going to walk through your financial journey with you.
And I mentioned military because they have their own unique challenges, if you mm-hmm. will, with, you know, joining young mm-hmm. and, you know, not necessarily having the financial commitments of housing or mm-hmm. Some of the other things that are subsidized.
Right.
And then and a lot of deployments, and picking up and moving can be costly at times when you're moving a family along. Mm-hmm. And then getting out of the military and then finding, especially when you're young, well, housing costs and food costs and
right.
insurance costs and healthcare costs. And really, we've got folks who, Vistar has folks who can talk you through that process.
Absolutely. We do. We originated at Naval Air Station Jacksonville, and we have resources available specifically for our military and civil service community.
And we've got, we have a Vistar Credit Union located on NAS Jax at the Naval Base out there, and mm-hmm. they do provide counseling services to the military personnel on mm-hmm. that base as
right.
well.
Yeah.
Understanding that that's a big part of our population mm-hmm. Here in Georgia and Florida mm-hmm. and addressing the needs of the military. If you were to give us takeaway that you would say is probably the most important thing you need to start doing to make sure that you really are honest with yourself and you're checking your finances, and you really want to make sure that you're going into 2024. We've gone through a pandemic. We've gone through mm-hmm. inflation. We're about to go through an election.
Right.
Every day we're hearing things about our interest rates. Are they coming up? Are they going down?
Right.
You know, with all this uncertainty, Michael, what would you say would be something that you should be doing to be preparing yourself so that you are financially fit or confident mm-hmm. in your finances as we move into this new year?
That's a great question. So after taking the quiz, of course, it's about having a plan. And again, not falling into the comparison trap, because your journey is your journey. And thinking critically about what you need versus what you want. And then really, when you look at a savings account, is really just it's a spending account, but it's to spend later. And so figuring out those differences, because a budget, I know sometimes that's can be a dirty word, but a budget is simply telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went.
Ooh.
Right.
And that's a good one.
Put your plans down on paper. Be honest with yourself. Look at ways you can have some cost savings, some ways you can earn some additional income. Because as you mentioned, now more than ever, we need to be as prepared as possible for these uncertainties that can come up. We say life happens, mm-hmm. right? So,
well, the number one source of stress is when you're talking about money, Americans say it is not having enough in their savings. It's not having that money to go to if they need it.
Right. Yeah, there's been very few people that I've met that they've had the a money problem where they didn't know where to put it, or they had too many bank accounts, or they couldn't spend it fast enough. So it's usually on that side of the equation. And so you have a plan and figure out what you want most versus what you want now, and realize you're worth the investment. You know, you're your best asset. You are your most important investment. So some of that delayed gratification and budgeting.
God, that's hard, though.
I know.
When those social media ads come at you and you're just two clicks away to owning it, that's a tough one. I'll tell you that. That's where I have to. So I've gotten into a habit of, instead, I save it. I save it to go back to later.
Right.
To make sure that it is something that I definitely want. Yeah. That impulse buy, they've just really tapped into that.
Oh, yeah. There's experts on the other side of this equation that know how to separate us from our money. And that's where putting the pin to it. And when you do like a simple calculation, not to get too mathy, but if you spend $2 a day on a soda or a coffee or energy drink, it's over $700 a year.
Wow. Yeah. When you think of it like that.
Yeah. So it's not a matter of if $700 is going to go through your hands for this year. It's just a matter of who's going to have it at the end. Will it be you? Will it be your local convenience store or whatnot? You know, and so
you're like our financial Confucius today. You're just dropping all this knowledge on us.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the quiz has an incentive to take the financial fitness quiz. So not only we should have convinced you enough now that you should take the quiz for the betterment of self, right?
Right.
And the resources and the assistance. But there is a little incentive, an extra incentive involved.
It's interesting, right, that the first step tends to be the most difficult one.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
I've heard it said that we don't have to be great to start something, but we have to start something to be great. So now's the time. Just break the stigma. Take the test. It's a great first start. And we're here for you if you need us.
All right. Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today on Vicast. I feel like I've gone through therapy with you.
Financial
therapy. No, but it's good because we started talking about why we have such a complicated relationship with our money. And I think so much of it does tie into sometimes our self-worth and our emotions as well. And I think you've really kind of shared with us that you got to talk about it. You got to learn about it. If you don't, it's going to control you instead of you controlling it.
Absolutely. You are way more valuable than a dollar bill or a credit score or anything of that nature. And you're worth the time and the investment that it takes to plan for yourself for your future.
All right. Well, we will leave it at that. Awesome. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today on Vicast.
My pleasure
having you.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for joining us for this episode on financial fitness. And you can get more information at vistarcu.org/financial fitness. And please make sure to subscribe to Vicast wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. You can also follow us on Facebook at vistarcu, Instagram, and YouTube at Vistar Credit Union. And give us your thoughts on a topic you would like us to cover. We look forward to seeing you next time.